And welcome to our Voice of the Valley. I'm with Superintendent Josh Johnson, and just got done with a school board meeting, or I should say I'm going to do a little recap on one story out of the school board meeting that came out, the regular board meeting. Now, the joint powers agreement, I thought that was very interesting that the Valley City School District will join several other school districts in a joint powers agreement. Tell the audience what it is and what the purpose is of this joint agreement.
Yeah, Steve, this is the last year of our transportation contract with Dietrich Bus. And so going into this year, the school board asked administration, our transportation committee, to take a deeper dive and to look at all the transportation options that would be available to the school district for the 24-25 school year. And so we laid out four different options there. We could continue with the contracted service with Dietrich or another provider for next year. We could explore district-owned and operated, running our own buses, or we could explore this idea of a regional consortium where either we contract service or we have our own buses and we share resources, equipment, and some staffing, things like that. And so tonight the board approved a joint powers agreement to allow us the opportunity to be able to have some requests for proposals or bids on what the dollar would look like and if there would be some cost savings for the district if we joined in with a few other school districts in the area and explored what that possibility would be like, again, for transportation services. So tonight the board again approved the joint powers agreement. So a request for proposal is going to come out here shortly, and by end of December, we will know what those costs are if we would consider going into a consortium.
And then the consortium involves several school districts, I saw on the sheet of paper that I was handed. And these, so you would share in the cost, these several school districts with this transportation agreement, if the board decided to go with that option?
Yeah, so the idea behind this, Valley City Public Schools currently runs seven routes. Five of those are rural, two are city. And by joining together with other school districts, it's a more competitive process. And so there's going to be around 28 routes. Jamestown, Edgley, Litchfield, Marion, Gackle Street are some of the other school districts that we're working along with this. And again, we're each looking for cost-efficient ways to be able to provide transportation services to our students. And so the idea of that is to explore combining together as a consortium to be able to request a contract and to then see at the end of the day when the proposals are made if that's going to result in any sort of cost savings for our school districts and or consortium.
And so the savings that you're looking at, do you have any kind of an idea, a percentage that you could throw out in one of the options that the school board was looking at tonight?
So the other thing that happened tonight is we the school board had put out a request for a proposal for the contracted service, and we received one bid back, and that was from Dietrich Bus. And so the board reviewed the bid. They tabled it at this time. We have to continue to have the conversation again about district contracted versus this regional consortium to make sure again that we leave all options on the table. And what we do know, and part of the reason why at the beginning of this year we started looking into our options, is the cost of transportation services, particularly contracted services, is on the rise. And some of that again is due to the shortages of finding drivers and equipment costs, and buses are more expensive than what they've been in the past. And so I would say over the next 4-6 weeks, we're going to know a lot more. We already know what that cost is going to be for district contracted, but we're eager to know what the potential cost would be for a consortium contracted model. And then we are continuing to explore what that cost would look like if we are going to have a district owned and operated bus service. The idea being is that we want to be very fiscally responsible and make sure that we're utilizing the resources that we have, and we feel that we got to explore all those options as well.
All right, and to wrap it up, Josh, it seems, just so that the audience knows, nothing was finalized tonight by the school board. It was tabled. So in other words, there's still, as you mentioned in this interview, you're looking at several options and nothing has been finalized?
Yeah, that's correct. And in December, we'll be able to bring some updated information back. But we decided to table the bid that was received and so continue to explore those options and hoping to know more for sure by January as far as what those future plans for transportation services of Valley City Public Schools will look like.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, Steve, very much.
All right. There's Josh Johnson, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.